This is HPR episode 2291 entitled, Arch on Seals. It is hosted by Hannah, of Terror, of Soul, and is about 12 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, conveniences you, and herself that Arch Linux on a Chromebook is a good idea.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, we're installing Arch Linux on a Samsung Chromebook 3, codename Celeste, Charlie, Echo, Lima, Echo, Sierra. The tools for this are a screwdriver, an install medium, a USB keyboard, internet connection, and I think another device. The screwdriver is to remove the hardware write protection screw. The install medium I'm using is Arch Anywhere, which is an Arch Linux installation helper script. The USB keyboard is because until we have the PINCTRLTEC Cherry View patch applied to the kernel, the built-in keyboard doesn't work, so that's why we have a USB keyboard. The internet connection is to download things, and the other device is I'm playing Pathos on my Android device. It also helps because I have removable media and an OTG cable. I make mistakes, and it makes them a little more easy to recover from. Mostly to play a roguelike game, though. Also instructions and manuals, and I have to look up things. So if you're going to go any further, and if you're actually doing this, the show notes are more valuable than my voice. If you're just trying to get sold on the thought of maybe grabbing one of these Chromebooks that has up to 4 gigs of RAM, the one I have only has 2. It's not too shabby. I mostly run Chrome as my browser. I have Docker. I'm about to use Docker to flash my Pocket chip from it. I'm usually just using Google Docs. I've been writing Go on it. That's been my new thing to just keep busy. It's good for YouTube. I listen to music on it. After I got some basic stuff set up, it had about 8.5 gigs left. It's got a micro SD port. It's like, take a micro SD, HDMI, to 2 USBs, and audio. That's all I seem to need. One of the USBs so happens to be USB 3. So, it also doesn't have F keys. But it does have, well, it doesn't apparently have F keys, but it has a back, forward, refresh, and full screen, which are F1, 2, 3, and 4, respectively. Let's see. Told you about some of the things and the stuff. Okay, so yeah, there are 9 screws on the bottom of the device. In order to get the hardware write protection screw out, I've got to remove those and the base. There are more screws holding down the motherboard, and there are connectors attached to it. I chose to remove all the connectors aside from the screen. The screen looks scary, everything else looks less scary. You can also choose to remove all the power, or you can remove all of them. What have you. As long as you're able to remove the hardware write protection screw, and I chose to put electrical tape over it when I was done, and then patch it up. Please don't forget to attach your speakers. I forgot to attach my speakers and then got to learn how to undo it again and only put half the screws in while in a hotel late at night just to fix my speakers. So after you've got the hardware write protection screw removed and the device put back together, it should still be off. Because to enable developer mode, we're going to have to press Escape and F3. And then, or rather, hold escape and F3, then press power. That enters recovery mode, and then it'll give you a bit of time where you can press control D, and it'll ask you to confirm. That'll take you to developer mode. And once you're in developer mode, you can go to your second frame buffer, or other stuff. I opted the second frame buffer, so Control-Alt-F2, and log in as Kronos, so Charlie, Hotel, Romeo, Oscar, November, Oscar, Sierra. From there, I elevated my privileges to root, so sudo tack I is what I did. They said do sudo bash on the Arch Linux wiki. I chose to not listen to them, and I do sudo tack I, and you can be a rebel just like me if you try. So the from Mr. Chromebox.tech, there, it's in the show notes, there's the Kronos firmware utility script, which will allow you to set the legacy boot option, which will give you, what is it, cboot? cbios? So some things when I did when I was there was I installed RW Legacy, which would allow me to actually get to my bootloader. The GBB flags I set to 1 second and to cbios/legacy, because if you don't, your clock will drift by 100 years, and TLS does not work when your clock has drifted by 100 years and some hours. It's just messy everywhere. And remove the Kronos bitmaps. So when you boot, it says developer mode with a black background and white text, and I felt really cool when that happened. So after that, finishes up everything I had to do in Kronos. I was then able to use the Arch Anywhere USB install medium. With that in hand, I was able to reboot. So I went about installing Arch Linux. In my case, I used Arch Anywhere to do it. I think it's yogurt in French. It's basically you can go to the whole Arch Linux user repository from your command line. I used it to grab, which would be yaurt, tacg, linux, gallium, os, braswell, which is the kernel that has the CherryView patch, and allows me to actually use the built-in keyboard. So, to actually, some cool things that I learned before I got here, was that I can use modprobes.db and localmodconfig when I'm building my kernel, which allows me to build the kernel with only the modules I need. So I, with my USB keyboard in tow, began messing with Docker, writing a bit of Go in my free time, using my YubiKey, setting up encrypted home directories, going to websites, doing everything I could to be active on it that I thought I would have to do to load every module I thought I would have to load. I still forgot someone had to go back, and it's okay. But that was so I had a smaller, so I could overall spend a little less time building modules each time I built modules. It was also so I could have a smaller kernel. Let's see, scrolling back down through my notes. I went too far. Oh no. Okay, so that's why we have that kernel. I talk about installing it in my notes. If you want to know how to do that, there's a way to do that. You also would have to install Gallium OS Braswell config, which has Pulse Audio stuff. So if you already have Pulse Audio installed, you're going to have to force the install, or else it's going to complain about how there are files already existing, but it just drops in the files with the proper configurations for whatever someone painstakingly set up that I didn't have to do, thank you, other person. After doing that, I generated my grub config, made sure to change some things in my grub config, like declaring the GFX mode as 1024x768, so I didn't have a graphics glitch that prevented anything from starting, so it would say grub, and then it would get fuzzy and go away. In the event you didn't use Arch Anywhere, I dropped in... Okay, yes, in the event you want to you didn't use Arch Anywhere, I'd put my Pac-Man config in the bottom of it, and it has the repo in the bottom of it there anyway. So you can just grab it out of there, or my grub config, and go from there. Let's see, before I let you go, I guess I will say I run a value for value podcast. I don't matter, but some people that matter to me are Brian of the Breaking Down Security podcast for the audio hardware, my friend Nick, who was very kind and gave me a Chromebook to hack around on, Hackers Everywhere for hacking on, and the people at suckless.org for proposing a distro that seems pretty cool, a window manager I like, and a terminal I think I prefer over everything. Podcasts I've been listening to are No Agenda Unfiltered, Congressional Dish, Breaking Down Security, Embedded, The Dollop, My Favorite Murder, and Mysteries Abound. Also, never forget, listen to Hacker Public Radio. It's like awesome. I think that wraps up everything. If it didn't, there's stuff in the show notes. I hope you have wonderful and safe whatever you go into next. Thanks for your time, and take care. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.